Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, Product Marketing Specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things Agile and give insights to help organizations in Agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of Agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things Agile. I'm your host, Tracy Yen, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into the basics of Agile program management. Joining me today is Abby Chaturvedi, founder and principal consultant at ScaleNow, who will unpack the fundamentals of Agile program management, sharing his knowledge on how to streamline your projects, enhance team collaboration, and drive better results for your organization through effective implementation on the fundamentals we will touch on today. So, Abby, welcome to the Amplify Agile. Give us a quick introduction of yourself.
Thanks, Tracy. Thank you very much for inviting me here. Tracy, I'm a transformation strategist, Agile practitioner, an executive team coach driving business success through strategic leadership, agile methodologies, and transformative change. I founded ScaleNow, which is a boutique part-time consultancy, a consortium of like-minded professionals leveraging each other's competencies and capabilities. The objective is to accelerate and thrive in rapidly changing environments, integrate distributed technology owners to maximize business decisions, ensure return of investment by data-driven decision-making, and guide enterprise agile digital transformation from adoption to maturity.
Great to have you here today. Your expertise in coaching is definitely impressive and must have been instrumental to leading many businesses' strategic growth. So let's just get straight into today's topic on program management. Can you give us an overview of what program management is to you?
By all means, Tracy. So agile program management is a coordination of multiple relative initiatives across an organization. The goal of agile program management is to use agile concepts to produce the best results for individual projects while keeping overall business objectives in mind. It's a way of coordinating and planning complex initiatives in an iterative and adaptable manner. It combines the values of agile methodologies like collaboration and continuous improvement with the structure of program management to deliver value effectively across multiple teams and projects.
Thanks for breaking it down for us. So given the emphasis on flexibility, value, and an iterative nature, I'm sure this sparks questions on how such a modern approach differs from traditional methods. So how does program management differ from traditional project management?
Yeah, the fundamental five, delineation, I would say, but we'll drop down to the first three first. The first one is approach to change. Second one is the delivery method. And the third one is customer engagement. So let's talk about approach to change first. Now, traditional project management typically involves a sequential or waterfall approach where requirements are defined upfront and changes are often costly and time consuming to implement. Now, in contrast, Agile embraces change and welcomes it throughout the project lifecycle. So Agile teams expect and adapt to changes, allowing for greater flexibility and responsiveness to evolving requirements. The second one we talked about is a traditional project management. So typically, traditional project management often involves a linear progression through distinct phases, such as planning, design, development, testing, and deployment. Then agile development occurs incrementally in short iterations or sprints. Now, with each iteration resulting in potentially shippable product increment, this iterative approach enables quicker delivery of value and more frequent feedback from stakeholders. Now, the third point is all about customer engagement. Right? Agile prioritizes continuous collaboration with customers and stakeholders throughout the development process. Customer feedback is solicited early and often, allowing for adjustments based on changing priorities or emerging requirements. Traditional project management may involve less frequent customer involvement, with requirements being finalized upfront and limited opportunities for feedback until later stages. So fundamentally, these are the finest three. And the fourth and the fifth, which comes to my mind, is all about role of documentation and team structure and dynamics.
So those differences really highlight the dynamic nature of program management, and the flexibility gained significantly impacts an organization's ability to quickly adapt to sudden changes. So this leads me to wonder, what core foundational principles of Agile helps organizations to be able to manage multiple interconnected projects within programs, especially in today's fast-paced business environment?
It's a very good question, Tracy. And I always believe principles and values are the fundamentals to any transformation changes. And what we'll do is we'll talk about the first four. They potentially are 12 principles which you follow, but let's look at the first four. And if you get a good understanding of the first four, then the remaining ones are secondary. So the first one is you must take an economic view. The other one is you should base your milestones on objective evaluation of working systems. And the third one is customer collaboration over contract negotiation. The fourth one being sustainable pace over burst of speed. Right. So these are potentially four ones. And just quickly go deep dive into one of those. So take an economic view, right? Focus on delivering value. Early ensures resources are directed towards features and functionalities that truly believe the customer. That truly benefits the customer, reducing waste from unnecessary features. Now, the second one being you base milestones on objective evaluation of working systems. So base milestones on objective evaluation of working systems by first defining clear objectives and identify key performing indicators. Set specific milestones aligning with these KPIs and established criteria for evaluation. Regularly assess the working systems against these criteria, adjusting milestones as needed, right? And then celebrate achievements and use feedback for continuous improvement, ensuring progress towards project goals. The third one, Tracy, it's all about customer collaboration over contract negotiation. So prioritize customer collaboration over contract negotiation by fostering open communication, understanding customer needs, and adapting solutions iteratively. This approach emphasizes building relationships and delivering value, leading to more effective outcomes and customer satisfaction. And last one we talked about is sustainable pace over burst of speed. It's very important, right? So we prioritize customer collaboration over contract negotiation by fostering open communication, understanding customer needs, and adapting solutions iteratively. This approach emphasizes building relationship and delivering value, leading to more effective outcomes and customer satisfaction. So fundamentally, if we address these four principles in mind and go ahead and implementing solutions, then the lead time to implement solution will be shorter. Now, if we get the basics right, we'll be able to drive agility faster.
That's a good one. Yeah, bringing it back to the basics. But yeah, it points out the strength, the framework's strength in adaptability and efficiency that it gives again. So, with a strong foundation, what common challenges are organizations currently facing when shifting to program management, and how can they overcome them, especially given that we have shifted into more of a hybrid or remote work setting?
Lana, yeah, absolutely. It's a very, very good question and a very practical question. So potentially I've listed down, which comes to my mind, around four challenges. One of them being communication barriers. Now, with team dispersed across locations, communications can become fragmented, leading to misunderstandings and delay in decision makings, right? The other challenge is potentially lack of visibility. So remote work can reduce visibility into team progress and impediments, making it challenging to track project status accurately, right? The third one being collaboration issues. Remote work may hinder spontaneous collaboration and problem solving, impacting team cohesion and innovation. And obviously, the fourth challenge is all about cultural shift. Shifting to Agile requires a cultural transformation within the organization, which can be more challenging to achieve in a hybrid or remote work settings. So fundamentally, these are the first four challenges I've listed down. And your question, second question, which is again a good one, is how to overcome these challenges, right? So in order to overcome these challenges, we should utilize Agile tools, provide training and support, implement Agile project management tools that provide visibility into project progress, enable real-time collaboration, and facilitate remote team coordination. And target process is a clean, short example, which has all of these features. Now, The other one is promote virtual collaboration. You know, encourage virtual collaboration through virtual meetings, collaborative document sharing, and online brainstorming sessions to foster team engagement and creativity. And the third one to overcome these challenges potentially is cultivate a remote-friendly culture. You know, foster a culture that values autonomy, trust, and accountability, emphasizing results over micromanagement and providing flexibility to accommodate remote work needs. So we talked about four challenges and talked about how can we overcome these challenges.
Yeah, speaking on culture, you know, how important is leadership input in adopting agile methodologies? Because, you know, this all flows into implementing a great program management process. And, you know, how should organizations select the right agile framework, such as Scrum, Kanban, or even SAFe, you know, for their needs to back this program management process?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Tracy. There's two questions to this. First one is important and is leadership input in adopting agile methodologies. And the second one is how should organizations select the right agile framework? So let's talk about the first one, which is stressing the role of leadership in championing agile transformation and creating an enabling environment. And the first most important is to setting the vision. Right? Leaders define the overall direction and goals that align with Agile's focus on flexibility and customer value. The second one is creating a culture of agility. Leaders model the behaviors needed for Agile success, collaboration, experimentation, trust, and empowerment, right? Providing resources and support. Agile transformation requires investment in training, coaching, and potentially new tools. Right? And then leaders should also remove obstacles. Leaders address roadblocks that hinders Agile teams, such as outdated processes or rigid policies. And potentially the fifth one comes to my mind is championing change. So leaders actively promote the benefits of Agile, celebrate wins, and address resistance within the organization. So ultimately the right Agile framework will vary depending on the unique needs and circumstances of each organization. Now it's essential to involve key stakeholders, including leadership, project team, and Agile coaches in the decision-making process to ensure alignment with organizational goals and an adaptation of agile methodologies. That is potentially a role of leadership. Now I'll come back to your second question, which talk about criteria for selecting the right agile framework, right? So I would come back to mind is there's fundamentally three domains which should be taken into consideration. The first one is organization size, project complexity, team experience, right? So organizational size, you know, smaller companies with limited resources and smaller team frameworks like Scrum or Kanban are often well-suited. Now, these frameworks provide simplicity and flexibility and allowing teams to focus on delivering value iteratively and adapting to changing requirements quickly. Then on the larger enterprises size, you've got larger enterprises. They may benefit from frameworks like SAFe, scaled agile framework, due to the ability to scale agile practices across multiple teams and business units. So SAFe provides guidance and structure for coordinating large scale initiatives, ensuring alignments and maximizing value delivery at scale. Right. The other one is project complexity, certainly, right? So project complexity is all about for projects with relative low complexity and well-defined requirements. Kanban may be well-suitable agile framework. Now, Kanban focuses on visualizing workflow, managing work in progress, and optimizing flow, making it ideal for streamlining processes and improving efficiency. Now, some of the projects could be high complexity, right? And projects with higher complexity and evolving requirements may benefit from frameworks like Scrum, which provides a structured approach to iterative development and frequent feedback. Now, Scrum's time box iteration sprints emphasizes on collaboration, enable teams to manage complexity effectively and deliver value incrementally.
And we will be pausing here for part one of today's episode on delivering value with program management. Thanks, Abby, for sharing your insights for today. And for our viewers, we've released a super in-depth guide to get you started on program management. Click the QR code on screen to download. And if there are any topics you would like to hear or you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the comment section and subscribe to stay agile. See y'all in part two of Delivering Value with Program Management. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.